Preparations are in full swing for the third Czechoslovak ball, which is to take place at Prague's Obecný dům on February 2nd. 15 years after their amicable divorce, Czechs and Slovaks still have much in common, and the February ball, attended by politicians, entrepreneurs and people from the arts world, has become an extremely popular social event. Over 1,600 people have accepted the invitation to attend this year. The Czechs speak Czech, the Slovaks speak Slovak, and no one has the least trouble communicating. The evening is far from a formal occasion, although Czechs and Slovaks are not adverse to dancing a Viennese waltz. The evening is a wild medley of opera melodies, pop, swing, country and jazz. The dance hall is decorated in the Czech and Slovak national colours, red, white and blue, and the food, Czech and Slovak dishes of course, is served with little Czech and Slovak flags. The motto of this year's Czechoslovak ball is dancing to the same rhythm. One really can't help thinking that if all divorces were as amicable as ours, the world would be a much nicer place. If you think February is a dull month, you should come to Prague, where the month starts with a wild carnival in the streets of Prague. The 2008 Bohemian Carnival promises a six-day festival of fantasy, gastronomy and fun, with masked processions and allegorical floats in the streets of the city. The grand opening is at the Klamgalas Palace on January the 31st, but you should not miss the smorgasbord theatre performance by a visiting group of actors from the National Theatre in Brno. It's called A Tragedy in Three Courses. Divertimento Furioso, the carnival's main event, and the torch-lit parade through Prague, marking the end of the festival. According to historian Jan Nepomuk Azman, the Prague carnival tradition dates back to the 14th century, but the present-day festivities draw on Prague carnivals in the 18th century, when Prague may have been a provincial city, but it was a rich one. In those days, the celebrations were wild and ostentatious. Unlike today, when anything goes and people are invited to come in whatever guise they care to, in the 18th century there were magazines dictating the carnival fashion of the day. But once there, the ladies threw decorum to the winds and danced the night away in the streets of Prague. And unless their dress was in shreds the next morning, they didn't feel they'd really enjoyed the festival. Nine-year-old Jiří Janda from the town of Pavov near Jihlava likes miniature trees, but not the usual bonsai trees you'd expect. In fact, his miniature trees make the 18-centimetre or so bonsai trees look like giants. The secret to growing a really tiny tree, he says, is to place it in the crevice of a stone as soon as the seed starts to grow. You put just a tiny bit of earth in the crevice and spray the tiny seedling instead of watering it. With very little plant food available, the trees stay very, very small, and you can even shape them with the help of tweezers and nail scissors. Janda's collection has got him a place in the Czech Book of Records, and he is believed to have the smallest tree in the world, an 18-millimetre Monanthes muralis, which he grew from a seed found on the Canary Islands. Young people in the town of Ticha attempted to establish a new tradition this week, a winter sport performed in the nude, which they say is only for the fittest. some 2 dozen young people stripped off in the freezing cold weather to try and cross the local river on a slippery wooden pole. Most of them ended up in the water, coming back to give it a second and third attempt, while a crowd of onlookers cheered them on. After a bracing hour in the water, the contestants ended up at the local pub for hot tea laced with rum and plum brandy in order to raise their body temperature back to normal. A man in the town of Litvinov miraculously escaped death in a freak accident last Sunday when the lift in his building gave way and crashed 5 floors down to the basement. The man, who was in the elevator with his dog when the lift collapsed, suffered a broken leg. The dog was unharmed. The story sparked a lively debate on how some people just managed to survive impossible situations. But Czechs were in for a shock. The media followed up the story with a look into the state of Czech lifts. And according to Jan Dvořák, General Secretary of the Czech Association of Lift Producers, in other words, someone who should know something about the problem, of the total 85,000 passenger lifts in the country, about 50,000 show up to 3/4 of the monitored safety risks. They can be used, but they're dangerous, Dvořák told the media, where ever since that report was aired, many people have been taking the stairs. Their native country is Africa, but the only home they have ever known is the Czech Republic. Lily, Demi and Mek, 3 female roan antelopes, are currently the pride of the Dvůr Králové Safari Park, where they were born in captivity. But they're soon to undertake a long journey in order to be set free in Swaziland under an international program to reintroduce endangered species to their African homeland. Swaziland's last living example of the roan, or horse, antelope was killed in a trap set by poachers in 1961. The endangered species still survives in a few South African, Kenyan and Rwandan reserves, and there are several dozen animals in captivity in various European zoos who are cooperating to reintroduce the species into its natural environment. The young Czech antelopes, born in 2005 and 2006, now face a 2.5-day journey halfway around the world, first in a specially adopted lorry to Luxembourg, then on a night flight to Pretoria, and then another 6-hour drive before they can start to smell the bush in their African homeland. Meanwhile, the Dvůr Králové Zoo is now considering ways to broaden the reintroduction program to other endangered species, such as rhinos.